Mary Renault says you haven't lived until you've cleaned coffee grounds mixed with molasses and shards of glass off the kitchen floor.
God, it was such a mess.
The 5.6 magnitude earthquake in November of 2011 left the rest of Renault's house uninhabitable. The chimney collapsed onto the roof of the two-story home and crashed through the ceiling above the living room couch. Windows and mirrors shattered, spraying bits of glass everywhere. Every doorway had a crack, and the water main was severed. Mary and her husband, Joe, escaped uninjured, but that first night...
FEMA wouldn't let us stay here because they didn't know how much of the upstairs was compromised.
The Renaults didn't return to their home for 5 months. They lived in a trailer on their 490-acre ranch and waited while crews stripped the house down to its frame and started rebuilding.
The damage to this house was over $200,000.
The Renaults live near Sparks, a town of about 170 people, situated 60 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. This part of the country is known for tornadoes, not earthquakes, but that perception is changing, along with an increase in seismic activity. The Oklahoma Geological Survey's Austin Holland.
This uptick started to occur in 2009 and really kicked into full gear in 2010 and has continued today.
More than 1,000 earthquakes were recorded in Oklahoma in 2010. The next year, there were more than 1,400 earthquakes, making 2011 the most seismically active year on record. It's a big jump from the 35 earthquakes per year the state averaged in the decade prior. New research suggests a possible link between disposal wells used by oil and gas companies and increased earthquake activity. The potential connection is being studied in Oklahoma and other states like Texas, Arkansas, Colorado, and Ohio. The November 5, 2011 earthquake was Oklahoma's strongest in at least a century. A 4.7 magnitude earthquake was recorded a day earlier, and a strong aftershock was recorded the day after. If you draw a line
between the three, our house sits right on the epicenter of the three quakes, right in the center of the triangle.
State emergency authorities say the 5.6 magnitude earthquake and its aftershocks damaged about 200 buildings throughout the state. Holland says Oklahoma's increase in earthquakes is interesting and important, but not necessarily alarming. Most of these earthquakes are small, and most can't even be felt. But Holland says the threat of property damage is real, and Oklahoma is seismically active. It has earthquakes, but...
people tend to forget about them because they're much less frequent than in places like California and these other places that are on plate boundaries, where earthquakes are much, much, much more frequent than here in Oklahoma.
Earthquake academics spend a lot of time in those states. Very few researchers in Oklahoma study seismicity full-time. State Impact surveyed the major colleges and universities and can only find two. But there is an economic incentive in knowing what's going on underground in Oklahoma, oil and natural gas. Oklahoma's geology and a lot of related data about buried fault lines and other seismic phenomenon has been recorded and analyzed by geoscientists working for energy companies.
Their computer resources alone put mine to shame. The amount of manpower they can put towards a project or a problem is incredible compared to what we have resources here to do.
There's a lot of money at stake, and this type of seismic and geologic data, knowing where to drill and how, is a big part of what makes an oil and gas company successful. Being secretive can help an energy company stay competitive. And research suggesting that oil and gas activity could be contributing to earthquakes may make energy companies even less likely to share what they do know. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.